This episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by Wheel Science. If you're looking for world-class carbon wheels that are UCI approved, come with a lifetime warranty and shipped free worldwide, then check out Wheel Science. Get all the performance at half the price, and when you use the coupon code KONAEDGE at checkout, you'll get an extra 10% discount. To learn more, head over to thekonaedge.com/wheels to find out more, or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/wheels.
Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge. My name is Brad Brown. It's a great pleasure to welcome a returning guest onto our podcast. Laura Nadeau, welcome back onto the podcast. Laura, it's good to have you on.
Great, thanks. Good to be here.
Well, I'm fascinated, and I really want to dig into your swim, because you've said to me in our previous chat that the swim out of the three disciplines is your weakest, but it is one that you've worked extremely hard on, and you've made some impressive gains over the last 3 years. Tell me a little bit about, first of all, why do you think it's your weakest? Is it just something that you struggle with, or is it you don't have that background, that you didn't grow up swimming? What's the deal?
Yeah, well, it's much slower than everyone else's, but I definitely did not grow up a swimmer. I think I took some less. I mean, I knew how to swim, but I took swim lessons maybe 7 or 8 years ago, and just learned to breathe out underwater. So that was the start of it. And then I moved to Guam and had a few friends here who were super strong swimmers and worked with me to just look at my stroke and figure it out. So it's just been a work in progress, basically, since moving to Guam.
I find that interesting you talk about the breathing out underwater, because that's something that I think people who've swum their whole lives don't even think about. And it's such a small thing, but it makes such a big difference in the greater scheme of things, of getting the technique right. So if anybody's listening to this and you're struggling with your swim, the first thing you need to do is make sure you're exhaling underwater, so that when you're lifting your head to the side, you have to breathe out and then breathe in. That'll change your life.
It will change your life, yes.
Talk to me about some of the things you've done from a technique-y perspective since being in Guam, and what have you been working on?
What have I been working on? Just, I do a lot of swimming. At first, I did a lot of swimming with paddles and buoy, the paddles and a pool buoy, just to, I guess, get my body higher up in the water and get stronger with the paddles. So that's what I've been working on, is just getting stronger and trying to be more stiff in the water. And yes, so it's been a lot of paddles and pool buoy work.
How much has your swim improved over the last 3 years? I mean, talk to me a little bit about time-wise what you've been able to achieve so far.
When I, 3 years ago, I went to a pool with my friend, and she took, I maybe did like a 2000 or 1600 time trial. And she took the times of my 100, each one of my 100 meters. And they were about 204, 207. And now, I mean, I can do, if I did a time trial, a 1600 or 2000 meter time trial, I could probably, you know, do them in 135 to 140. And so that's about a 30-second improvement over 3 years. I mean, I've worked hard in those 3 years. So it's fun to see the improvement, and keeps me wanting more.
I was going to say, so. But does it frustrate you knowing that there's still so much more to get up to the leading pack in?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I'll ever be able to catch up with the leading pack. But it is fun to come from the back and try to work up to the front. So that's been fun for me in races. It's just seeing how much time I can make up. I wish I didn't have to, but that's where I am right now.
Yeah, so. We always joke, it's better to have to make up time than smash the swim, be okay on the bike, and be rubbish on the run, because then it's just going to feel like you're going backwards all day.
Right. Yeah, so I finished my races happy because I maybe made up a few minutes. So.
Brilliant. Yeah. Laura, let's talk about some of the things that you love doing in the water. What are your favorite swim sets?
I've done one recently, which is it's super tough. I've done, what is it? 20, it's 4,100. So on leaving on 150, the first 20 is just swimming. And then the second 20 is with paddles. And, I like it because it's really hard and it's really tough. But at the same time, it is just kills me. So that's one of my favorite ones. Maybe not my favorite one to do because it is so hard. But I guess it gives me confidence in the water that, you know, I can swim this pace.
Do you generally swim on your own, or are you in a swim squad?
Yeah, I do swim by myself often. It's hard just to line up with other people because I've got kids that I've got to get to school, and it's hard to swim with a swim squad. So it is just me by myself usually.
And as far as open water, I mean, you mentioned Guam's a great place to train. I'm sure there's some great open water swims you get to do as well. Do you get to do many?
Yeah. We live 2 minutes from the water, and we actually are with the military base here. So there's a bunch of women that swim, do the open water swims, and we can swim right along the reef. So there are women that I can swim with out there, and the reef and the water, I mean, you can't beat it. So yes, I wish I don't swim out there as much as I would like, and I probably should do it more. But when I do get out there, it's awesome.
I was going to say, it sounds amazing. Why would you swim in a pool?
I know. But it's a treat to swim out there. You swim with the turtles and you never know what you're going
to
see.
Man, so. that sounds amazing. How to get distracted during a swim and not focus on what you should actually be doing? That's probably why you do want to be swimming in a pool.
Yeah, I can focus a little bit more, exactly.
Generally, how many times a week do you swim? Are you one of those people who likes doing shorter sessions more often in the week, or do you tend to do less sessions but bigger volume?
Probably less sessions but bigger volume. I'll swim. I mean, once we get in the real build for the race that I'm going to do at the end of July, I'll probably be swimming about 20,000 meters a week. So I swim a lot.
I was about to say, I know people who don't run that much, Laura. Yeah. I love it.
I know. I swim a lot.
Fantastic. Well, I look forward to talking about your bike next time out. We'll save that for next week. Thanks for your time today.
All right. Great. Thank you.
If you've enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge, I want to invite you to check out the Coach Parry Training Club. The Coach Parry Training Club is the essential resource for anyone at any stage of their triathlon journey. Whether you're just starting out in the sport and training for your first sprint distance race, or if you've been around the block a few times and are looking to take your Ironman performance to the next level, then the Coach Parry Training Club can help you. Developed by Double Olympic and Commonwealth Games triathlon coach Lindsay Parry and myself, the Coach Parry Training Club is the go-to online platform for your training needs. It's like having a coach in your pocket. Get 20% off when you join the Coach Parry Training Club by using the coupon code KONA at checkout. Head over to thekonaedge.com/coach or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/coach.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge. We'll be right back.